Hello and welcome to another Directions Media podcast sponsored by ITT, Visual Information Solutions. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief. Today's topic is Advances in Enterprise Strategies. You'll learn about ITT Viz's advances in enterprise strategies and how software is moving away from the desktop. Data cataloging, discovery, and standards are discussed, and you will hear an introduction to the new enterprise software product, Envy Enterprise Services.
Hello, and welcome to this ITT podcast. My name is Cherie Darnell, and today we are going to cover the advances in enterprise strategies. With me is Mr. Kirk Bunnell from ITT Visual Information Solutions, the developers of Envy software for geospatial imagery visualization and analysis. Kirk is the Chief Technical Officer at ITT VIS, where he's been for 16 years. Kirk, there's a lot of discussion of software applications moving from the desktop to the enterprise. Tell me what enterprise means to you.
Hi, Cherie. When I look at enterprise, I try to bring it into a metaphor or something that's really familiar to everybody to kind of explain what this philosophy and this software technology really encapsulates. And I always like to bring it into email. Everybody knows email and how email works. It goes beyond your desktop and into kind of a system solution or enterprise solution that everybody needs to get their email from. A good example in email's development is originally it was from client to server. You know, I had my email on my little server with my work group, and I would bring it into my workstation. But over the years, that server concept's really expanded throughout multiple access points and multiple resources within the enterprise, or the cloud computing as they're calling it. So today, you don't get your email just from your little work group or workplace, but within, you know, this cloud. And it can be from email clients on phones, from your desktop, or even from the web browser. And your email is constantly available, constantly exchanging information from people. And that constant on capabilities of email is really what represents the enterprise. It's across resources that are accessible to you. So when you look at a geospatial context, most of that's been done in the past through a desktop metaphor. But when you look at enterprise in geospatial, it's moving beyond the desktop to the resources that are available within your reach and beyond your reach. So it goes into a server environment that has the storage and the processing capabilities that are accessible from your desktop. Communicating information beyond your desktop to other clients and other consumers with your work group, and grabbing the information from the sensors. So imagery will come down from sensors, go right into more of a ground station, which is itself an enterprise, process it and deploy it and have it accessible to you. So geospatial enterprise, enterprise itself, is all the resources and capabilities that are available beyond the desktop.
What are the primary data management and image processing enterprise challenges facing you?
One of the biggest struggles we encounter within the enterprise is deploying our technologies into the different enterprise installations that each of our customers have. Each customer's deployment is not just a Windows machine as it is for a desktop application, but it's a diverse environment of different hardware, operating systems, and capabilities that they've developed and grown over the years. So that makes it quite difficult as an independent software vendor to develop technology and deploy it. Now, one thing that really helps us get over this and we're really active within is the standards bodies that define how enterprise processes and capabilities work together. There are standards that work just general enterprise and business operations and management admin protocols, but also there are standards just for geospatial. And these are overseen by the OGC, the Open Geospatial Consortium, that we're a member of, that defines how applications and geospatial information is structured and communicated between environments and nodes or services within the enterprise capability. So standards or interoperability is really a great benefit to us, and it's helped us get through one of the bigger struggles with enterprise, which are these diverse and often unique systems.
What are some new applications that might emerge as enterprise strategies play a larger role in more traditional GIS imagery and geospatial applications in general?
You know, one of the key benefits is seen on all enterprise technologies and deployments, you know, once we have all these infrastructure of networks and process capability, is really reducing the time cycle between information capture, processing, and dissemination to the customer. In the past, if you had information, you would probably order it up, it'd be sent to you on a DVD, you'd load it on your workstation, copy it on your hard drive, and access it from application running on your workstation. And that was took quite a long time to process, days to weeks to months. But with all the IT technology and the enterprise capabilities, that cycle time can be drastically shortened, where an image could be captured on a remote sensing platform, downloaded, pre-processed, and out to the vendor in a matter of hours, if not minutes, and not just days. These rapid turnaround times. Because of that, that really opens up a whole different area and application possibilities and deployment capabilities of our capabilities, remote sensing capabilities, geospatial capabilities, within an environment because of this enterprise IT technology deployments, this rapid cycle time. Additionally, you look at what other applications might appear is with the growth of capabilities within web browsers and web technologies, you can actually get away from having to deploy desktop applications themselves and deploy general geospatial access, processing, accessibility, and interaction within a web browser. You know, web technologies, we see it at a consumer level, but even at a geospatial level, they're quite extensive. And you'll see that with the capabilities like Google Earth, and Microsoft Virtual Earth. And we believe that that'll continue to evolve and allow us to provide different browser-based capabilities to our customers where they can immediately access information without a software install. All they need is a network connection and a modern browser. And so that's pretty exciting. So the time cycles and the use of browser technologies will really change the dynamic of the geospatial information exchange and deployment based on enterprise strategies.
Kirk, you've talked a lot about this data management and cataloging and access through the web and so forth. What are some of the things that you're doing at the product level to address these enterprise trends that you've mentioned?
You know, when we look at our product development roadmaps, and you know, we have a long history here of developing desktop products and providing those to our customers. With enterprise technologies, it really allows us to extend the reach and capabilities of our technology we've developed over the past 2 decades here at ITT Viz. And how we see doing that is just not all or nothing, where we're deploying everything to the enterprise and abandoning the desktop, but it's really a combination of the two, where the desktop and the enterprise capabilities kind of work together to provide a really informative, information-rich, and dynamic environment to our customers. So how we're accomplishing that is really in 2 primary paths. One is to make sure our desktop applications can access these standards I talked about earlier and bring in information and publish information out to the enterprise. Access image catalogs, you know, launch processing that works within an enterprise, discover information as it becomes available, and have that all possible within the standard application environment that our customers are familiar with. So we want to have a common environment, but extend the reach beyond the desktop. Additionally, we're finding our customers want to take the information and capabilities they've derived, image processing capabilities or, you know, rule sets to define information out of imagery, and deploy those and share those with their colleagues or put it out in an enterprise environment. So we're looking at technologies to take our core capabilities that are proven within Envy and deploy them in the enterprise for our customers to use and share across that. So you might have an algorithm that you've used within our product. You'll be able to push that in the enterprise and deploy it and have other people use it and derive information. So it's really that twofold: consume and access information from the desktop, but take that desktop information and capabilities that you're familiar with and deploy it in the server for use within the whole enterprise. We think that's very exciting. It's where our customers want to go, and we want to provide that to them in the future. And so how we are bringing that at ITT Viz is actually through our new product called Envy Enterprise Services, or NVES. It's really encapsulating the capability to consume and access information from the desktop, but also provide our history and capability to the enterprise through processing, image cataloging, and development. So you can rapidly develop things in our desktop and deploy it quite simply into the enterprise as part of NVES capability.
Well, thank you, Kirk, for sharing your thoughts on some of the advances in enterprise strategies. For more information on the Envy product line and for additional podcasts, please visit the ITT Visual Information Solutions website at www.ittvis.com. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today on another Directions Media podcast sponsored by ITT Visual Information Solutions. Join us next time and be sure to tell a friend.